Now I got this. This is delicious.
Why would you eat on the air? That's the first rule we learned.
No, it's the very first thing they say.
Rule number one: never eat on the radio. Never eat on the radio.
No, it's an ass move.
And Sluggo was an actual instructor.
I was.
For
I taught people how to do radio, and I said, whatever you do, don't eat on the air. It's disgusting.
Right. And then you eat on the air because it's hilarious.
Thank you for bringing me this. Yeah, exactly.
It is 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother. How are you? How was your long-ass weekend?
It was good. You?
I'm ready for another one.
Same.
Damn, am I ready
Couldn't be more ready for another one.
I know, right?
That's the problem with good weekends is you really need a weekend for your weekend.
I need to recover from that weekend. Yes. Holy cow. I see you bought a barrel of coffee. That's awesome. You rule.
Yes.
Thank you.
Trash can full.
That's a good start.
Let's talk about Gibby 5, shall we?
Okay. It is the end of the world. And so I suppose R.E.M. will be in there. But it's songs about the end of time.
I feel like we should. I feel like we should try to do this without the R.E.M. song. That's too on the nose.
You're right.
You can't play a song that has the actual theme.
No,
of the
you're
Gibby
right.
5.
So whatever you do, don't vote for that one, or there'll be trouble.
We're not playing that one.
If you can think of any songs about the end of the world that have nothing to do with Mr. R.E.M., Stipe and Co., then yeah, give us a call.
People are dumb on the show today.
People are so dumb.
Moving nightmares in the 4 o'clock hour.
Now, what would it prompt you to think of that?
Nothing. Just a lot of moving.
I figure my wife and I have moved about 40 times combined together in our lifetime.
That's insane.
It is insane.
No, wait, together?
No, 20 each. Yeah.
20 each. Gotcha. Yeah.
I lived in New York City. I lived in Anchorage, Alaska. I lived in San Diego. I lived in Phoenix. I lived all over Los Angeles.
But you're running from the law.
Yeah, totally.
So that makes sense.
They're getting closer, man.
One American dollar?
Cool.
On the show today?
$1.
And Disney tickets.
Yeah, we got them tickets. We got them 4 packs that you want so desperately to get into California Adventure after we take over the park.
And that is coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
And now a bit more Bowie. Yep, for those of you playing along, it turned out to be 3 Bowie songs in a row on a 2 for Tuesday. Do that? We have to charge them extra for
numbers,
that.
Do you?
I know, right?
They have a real problem with numbers.
That's why I got into radio, something really super easy, right? With numbers, basically.
So here's the headline. Please wear clothes in your digital driver's license photo.
Oh, these are ones you can
Georgia
take
Georgia officials.
Oh, my God. Take it home, right?
This is...
That's asking for trouble.
This is a... You know how you have a wallet on an iPhone?
Yeah.
It's just a place where you can keep stuff securely.
Mm-hmm. Digitally.
Yes. You can now... I think it's 24, they say on this report. Airports use a digital ID instead of your actual driver's license.
Oh, really?
And this is their story.
New tonight in Georgia, you can now upload your driver's license and state ID into your Apple Wallet. Right now, the pilot program is only allowing your digital IDs to be accepted at the TSA pre-check when you fly.
11 Alive's Cody Alcorn is live outside of Hartsfield-Jackson. It's one of only 24 airports across the country accepting digital IDs.
Georgia joins a short list of states, including Arizona, Colorado, and Maryland, rolling out digital IDs.
The technology is opening doors.
All you have to do is open your Apple Wallet. Click the plus sign in the top right corner. Tap continue and then scan the front and back of your ID.
So then you send that into Apple
right.
with a current picture of yourself.
Right. Oh.
And they'll produce a regular ID for you.
And therein lies the rub.
And therein, because there's people like Sluggo who thought of that immediately.
I was already thinking out of.
Your driver's license is not the right place for a spicy selfie, according to Georgia officials. And to go on Facebook and actually say, hey, think about the people that are receiving these photos.
Oh, I'm thinking about them.
Right, I know.
Big time.
Whoever posted this on Instagram didn't understand that. Like,
those
that's
are
the
favorite.
Reason.
Right.
Why else would you do it? But, yeah, they're saying, look, if you're going to try and get a digital ID, go ahead and wear clothes.
And doesn't it seem like TSA would be the place that you wouldn't want to have some sort of new digital system that you kind of had a hand in putting together when they're checking your ID?
Oh,
maybe
meaning you
go
had
old
some,
school?
Anything to do with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were saying if they use a nude picture.
Yeah.
That oh, you no, would have to then take off your clothes or whatever so they can see if it's you.
All right, I'm going to go take a nude picture. I'll be right back.
I need you, dollar, 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 that's what I need.
I do. I'm totally broke. I really hit the liquor store this weekend, store, so I need a whole dollar.
Why is weed so expensive?
That's a good question. You know, it's got to be processed. It has to pay the taxes. And, I don't know. It's always been expensive.
I know, but it was less expensive when we got it on the black market.
There were times, yeah. I have a pretty good place.
When it was illegal.
I wish I could mention the place, but it's a pretty good place. I can't talk about the place necessarily,
right.
Which is, you know, Oh, Pretty Music. Is that your weed store calling to say that your order's ready?
I'll get that, yeah.
But anyways, a dollar, huh? I'm very excited about it, yes.
You know the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame you love
so
much?
Oh, my God. People get so worked up about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I was excited to see Rage Against the Machine get in.
Yeah, yeah.
I did care, but that's because I care about the band.
Right.
Not so much the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I just, you know, people are like, why didn't so-and-so get in? And I'm like, why don't you realize it's just a tourist thing to get people to come to... Where is it? I don't remember. Cleveland or something?
I think it's Cleveland, yeah.
Yeah, they get really so worked up.
Artists are eligible to be inducted 25 years after their first recording, so they do have to wait for a while.
That's a fair... I think that's a good measure of time. Because, you know, maybe you really hit big for like 15 years, but then the last 10 years...
15
like,
is even...
Yeah, yeah, it'd be shocking, yeah.
You could be the biggest thing in the world for 8 years.
Yeah, yes.
And then just doesn't have any staying power.
But, I mean, right? You got like Rolling Stones are still recording and still playing, and you got Def Leppard, who was just... Yep. Joe was just saying, I can't believe we're on our fourth decade. This is insane, you know, still going.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so the category is 10 artists inducted twice into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Twice? Did they not notice? They forget that they had him
they
on the
forgot?
List?
What?
You were put already my name inducted? In
no, they were
I'm guessing
for two
part
projects.
Of, okay.
For two different projects.
Right, right.
10 people right. that were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice.
See, now here's where not paying attention to things like that at all doesn't
you
pay off.
You don't care, so you haven't been paying attention.
No.
You can guess a lot of them.
Yeah, I would
Let me change that. Yep. Most people could guess a lot of them.
I'm going to say, of course, and I'm not guessing this because there's no bloody point, but clearly Billie Holiday is not on the list. I mean, not guessing that. That's not a guess.
But, I'll give you that anyway, even though that's not a guess.
All right. Well, Robert Plant did a lot of stuff on his own. He's a big solo artiste as well as with The Zep. So,
really? Not on the...
Really? So this is where you start getting mad about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well,
yeah,
these other idiots have been in twice.
I think you'll agree with most of these.
Yeah, Eric Clapton? Is he on the
Eric
Rock and Roll
Clapton
Hall of Fame?
Okay. Is number one.
Wow. Well, he certainly had a lot of projects.
He was in it three times.
Three times?
Yes.
Thrice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a lot of... Do they have the list of bands there? Because everything he done.
The Yardbirds and Cream.
Right.
Or the other
and
two. That, and then himself.
Yeah. Influential as hell.
Yep.
Tina Turner, question mark? I mean, with Ike and their own little...
Track of your thing here.
Yeah. Excuse me?
You heard
thank
me.
You to not keep track of my thing, sir.
Of your guesses. She is not on the list.
Phil Collins. Genesis out on
you're
his
saying.
Own. Yeah.
Your guess is Phil Collins.
Yeah. Is this number four already?
Yes. You're guessing Phil Collins.
Yeah.
That's who you're guessing.
Yeah.
For what?
What do you mean, for what?
For what?
Genesis and...
Oh, Genesis, right.
Yeah.
Try the other member of Genesis.
I don't even know who the other... Mike and... What's his name?
You lose all... You have to pay me a dollar.
That's fair enough.
Peter Gabriel.
No, Peter Gabriel is the best. I love Peter Gabriel.
Why did you
I don't
know.
Know
he was in Genesis?
I forgot.
You lose.
I don't think about it.
You
don't think of him
you
hanging
get
out.
Nothing.
That's fair enough.
Wow.
I think that's fair enough.
All right, here's the top 10.
Yes, please.
They even said,
that he was
think
in
of
that,
someone
yeah.
else in Genesis.
Right, and I thought about Mike and the
clue.
Mechanics guy.
And
was
you
that guy?
Love
I do.
Peter Gabriel.
I do.
And you couldn't think of him.
Nope.
Number
Ooh.
10 is Jeff Beck.
Okay.
And the Yardbirds.
Fair enough, yeah.
Number 9 is Lou Reed in Velvet Underground.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Number 8 is Paul Simon.
Really?
Along with Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Number 7 is Paul McCartney and the Beatles.
Never
heard
of him.
Number 6 is Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5.
Never would have guessed that.
Yeah, it's hilarious that the Jackson 5 would be
yeah,
in the
rock.
But that's the other thing is it's a bad title.
Yes.
It's not a Rock and Roll
no,
Hall of Fame.
It's Music Hall of Fame.
Number 5 is John Lennon and Beatles.
Sure.
Number 4 is Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions.
Okay, all right.
Number 3 is George Harrison and the Beatles. You could have guessed almost any Beatles.
Any
Beatle.
Of the Beatles, yeah.
Number 2... A member of Genesis
wow.
and his solo work, Peter Gabriel.
The best. I just wouldn't think that they would recognize the best. I love Peter Gabriel.
You couldn't even think of his
nope,
name.
Nope.
You're
Mike
the worst
Mechanics.
Peter Gabriel fan ever.
That's true.
And number one with three is Eric Clapton.
So he's the only one with three.
Yes.
Three times. Enter three times.
That's correct,
wow,
yes.
Wow, wow.
So you pay me.
Okay. Fair enough. I was almost going to say Sebastian Bach.
That's crazy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A lot of moving going on in my life.
Yeah, you basically spent the holiday weekend moving. That's not fun. Where's the fun in that?
I don't like moving. It's not a good time. How many times have you moved?
My wife and I, between us, have moved 40 times in our lives. We're right
That's
about there.
Insane.
20 each, yeah. We got it down to kind of a science, but we hate it. We just loathe it. And usually we spend a place like 5 years.
I don't have it down to a science.
Oh, my God.
Needless to say, there's a lot of stuff that has gone missing that I'm now finding.
Yeah, that's the thing. The next couple of weeks, you'll be looking for stuff in boxes. And you were clear across the country doing this move,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I took one of my kids to Michigan to live there.
Right.
And work there. So she had her movers.
Right.
She gave them this past Friday as the date that she wanted them to show up.
Right.
With her stuff.
Right. So she moves into her new apartment this past Friday.
Yes.
She's like,
I go there. I'm helping her.
Right. You go fly across the country to help.
Right.
But.
And they call her on Saturday and they say, right. It's going to be in the next 3 to 14 days.
3 days to 2 weeks.
She's like, what?
What kind of window is that? That's like a cable installation
window. They agreed on the phone.
They would be
to
there
this
on
past Friday.
How
do they now say 3 to 14 days? And what kind of huge window is that?
Dude, when
you
can't narrow it
down to 3 days?
Right? When I moved to Manhattan, they gave me the window and it ended up being like 3 weeks.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was in my apartment in Manhattan with a blow-up air
sex
mattress.
Doll?
Yeah, sex doll and air mattress. With nothing else for 3 weeks because they couldn't
God.
Make it out there for that long.
So moving,
but that's insane.
Moving disasters is what we're going to be looking for.
So you weren't lifting any furniture.
We were moving some stuff. We were getting all the new stuff that you need, go to the grocery store,
right.
Bringing the suitcases over and all that kind of stuff.
The toilet paper.
We did as much as we could, but she's still going to have to do it when they end up showing up in a month and a half. So here's the top 10 problems with moving.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to take your moving disaster stories at 818-955-KLOS. Insufficient time.
Yeah.
Is
sure.
one of them. You're trying to get it done.
Just trying to turn. You got to give yourself a lot of time. You really do. If you're going to move, just if you're thinking about it, start boxing stuff now and write.
It doesn't matter when you're thinking about
it.
No,
just
if you're
start
move
now.
In 2 years. Start now
because it takes forever.
Number two, unreliable movers.
Well, there you go.
How about that?
3 days to I don't know a year and a half.
3 days to 14.
That's insane.
Getting scammed is another one. Is another one of them.
Yeah. I've had really always get advice from other people. You know, ask for someone that's helped. You know, like I've had great movers, but it's because I've asked friends who have moved
who
them.
Will vouch for them.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
make
the way to
sure
do it.
Make sure that you do that.
Overpacking.
Yeah.
You pack and move more stuff. Some of it gets broken.
Throw it away.
Furniture won't fit through the door.
Yeah, measure. Like now my wife and I, like I said, we've moved 40 times. We measure everything. We have measurements of all the big furniture, and then we measure where it would go in the house. And the one place we were totally hooked up on, and we were excited about this last time, nothing would have fit. But we did the measurement. We made sure.
Wow, you're smart.
To make sure, yeah.
That's what happens from moving all those times, running from the law. Personal injuries, you hurt yourself while moving stuff. Damaged items.
Yep, everything. Something gets broken every time. Just you got
property damage.
Go on with it. Yep, you're going to damage both places.
Bad weather, that's not a problem.
Oh, that's
not going to be a problem here, though.
Generally not.
But
no.
In
yeah.
Michigan, it's might be.
Definitely, yeah.
And overspending is number 10. I think that's probably the biggest one.
Yep, 100%. You're definitely going to spend
doesn't
more.
Matter what your budget is.
Nope.
You're going to spend
you're
a
gonna
lot
go
more.
You're going to go over it because there's going to be stuff you didn't think of.
So 818-955-KLOS, moving disasters. What do you got? Spent the weekend moving? It's not fun? I would not recommend it.
No.
I would say don't.
Stay where you're at.
Forever.
Yep.
We're taking calls on moving disasters. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Brian. So it's not a moving disaster on my part, but it was a colleague of mine when I was in the military.
Okay.
He moved all of his household goods to a storage in Louisiana, everything he owned.
Right.
And then Hurricane Katrina came and lost everything.
Holy cow. Wow.
Oh,
that's awful.
No.
You couldn't guess that would happen.
Yeah, no.
I don't know the answer to this. Does the moving company have any kind of insurance?
There are, depending on the moving company. Typically, the military contracts with a couple of of moving companies.
Right.
But I assume he got some sort of money back, but all of his household goods, everything he owned,
baby clothes,
pictures, family, everything was just wiped out and gone.
Wow.
What a nightmare. Yeah. And there's literally, you know instantly, however much this hurts, you can't get that stuff back.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Wow.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's a perfect example.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
On my last move, we were moving all our furniture out, and in particular, a antique 1800s player piano needed to be moved very delicately, and they freaking dropped it and broke it.
Oh, man.
What did you say, 1800s?
Yeah, it's from the 1890s.
I hate to ask, but what did it sound like when it broke? Because that must have been a weird...
Must have been a cool sound.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was musical.
Was that cool?
It was a musical sound, but not a pleasant one.
Right, right. I'm put in mind of Laurel and Hardy, the music box, is what I'm picturing my sound. That's awful, dude. I'm very sorry, man.
Thanks for calling.
We actually had a Victrola, and the kid that was moving it, I don't know why he was moving it. They had him move it. Damn near dropped it, and I jumped in behind him and pushed it back up. It would have landed on him.
Really?
Yeah, great big tall Victrola, and I mean, it was really heavy.
Some would say you're a hero.
I was just trying to save the Victrola, actually.
KLOS, hello.
Moving disasters.
Hello. It's more embarrassing than it is terrible.
Excellent. Hey, we like that.
Love that, too.
By the way, Sonia from the OC. Woo-woo!
Hey, Sonia.
We packed all of the bags and boxes, and then when our friends came to help us move, the boxes started to vibrate.
That is so...
Someone didn't take the batteries out.
Funny.
We didn't think of that.
Could you...
A little switch got turned on.
Did you have a hard time finding the box?
I bet not.
Well, you know, the batteries don't last forever, so...
Wait a minute, let's rewind that question. What exactly did you just say, Kevin? That is awesome. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome.
818-955-KLOS.
We're talking about moving disasters.
Deep Purple X2 on a 2 for Tuesday. One more coming up in a minute.
We split up the 2 for Tuesdays. That seems like it's against the rules.
Moo goo guy pan. That'll learn
you. We're talking about moving disasters. What do you got?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
Good. I remember back in the day when I was a kid, when my mom and papa used to move us around all over. My rubber ducky fell off the back of the pickup truck.
Ah, that's terrible.
And I never found it till like years later. I found it at a yard sale.
The exact same one?
Yeah, because I had a mark on it.
Wow, that's weird.
It was dated 1971 on it.
Wow, so like that's bizarre. Like Toy Story, you know, it followed you, man. It actually followed you, hopping along.
Yeah,
squeak, 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 squeak
one. You make bath time lots of fun.
How'd you play with it when you were a kid?
Keep it clean.
In the bathtub with bubbles.
Gotcha.
Congratulations on finding your duck.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Moving disasters.
When we were moving when I was about like 13, 14 years old.
You lost your duck.
No, it's worse than that. I was tasked with helping my mom move her room because she was a single parent and everything.
Right.
I already had my stuff packed up and everything. And I opened a drawer and I found a box of condoms. Now, not only did I find a box of condoms, there was one laying outside of the wrapper, unused, next to the box. And I'm like, oh, that's disgusting. Let me just throw that back in there. I open it and there's a used old condom sitting inside the box.
Wow, that is...
I've been traumatized ever since.
Sure. Why are you traumatizing us with this story now?
Why not?
Well, it's unbelievable. A disaster.
Yeah. Oh, it is a huge disaster.
Unbelievable you would just dump that on us. Unsuspecting.
We deserve it. I think we deserve it.
My pleasure.
Give me five.
Or six.
Give me five.
Or seven.
Many we can think of.
Or 320. 420.
Homes in a row.
We got a bit of a challenge today. There's not a lot of songs that deal with the end of the world, but there is one in particular, REM.
Yeah. The end of the world is the topic for the Gimme Five. I'd like to avoid the REM song. It's the end of the world as we know it because it's too obvious.
Yeah, so that's a good challenge. I like that. So.
But there are other songs
that are along the lines of the end of the world, like Blow Up the Outside World. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS or hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Gob Bluth.
I can't get this song out of my head. So this is not going to help.
It's an illusion, Michael. But it is the final countdown. Songs about the end of the world and the end of Gob Bluth's career. That's not actually for Job Bluth, but it could be. By the way, you got to watch this the HBO Max special. It's hilarious when they take their podcast out on the road.
It is
Smartless. Yeah, it's brilliant. The two of them, really good. So, and who was that?
You know what's funny about Smartless is that neither of us can remember the names.
Jason Bateman.
Thank you.
That just came to me.
Thank you.
And we're sitting here saying, "Come on."
Wait, hold on.
Come on. To quote him. Anyways, you really got to watch it. So I think it's like 6 episodes, and they take the podcast out on the road. And it was amazing. It was just so fascinating to watch.
Sean Hayes and Will Arnett.
Thank you.
God, we're dumb. It's a miracle that we get through life.
No kidding.
God, we're dumb.
Man. All right, so Final Countdown was actually 4. That song didn't help, though. That'll dumb you down.
That was for Brian and for Mariah.
Meanwhile, this next song is actually about a hurricane. They wrote it during a hurricane, but it is kind of end of the world-ish. And who's it for?
It's for Brandon Speakman.
CCR, Bad Moon Rising, End of the World Songs. Give me 5 on KLO. Mammoth, WVH.
Boy, that's good.
Man, good stuff. Certainly fits our little countdown. Now, the end of the world songs, another celebration at the end of the world. He's going to be hanging out with Matt this coming Sunday night.
Matt Pinfield?
Which already seems like a long ways off.
Yeah,
Sunday night. Sunday night at 8. He will be hanging out with Matt Pinfield for New and Approved here on KLOS.
So do we have to play the REM song?
All these great
songs. We're trying to avoid the song that's literally named in our topic.
Yeah. I mean, it's too easy. REM. And all these people, you're coming up with great suggestions, and for some reason, they're not in the system. I mean, maybe we're avoiding End of the World songs here or something.
Could be.
Let's talk to the music director. Let's try one more. I don't want to play that song.
So. All right.
Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hi, it's Gimme 5. The End of the World. What do you got?
Hello?
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah. How about You Too until the End of the World?
Yeah, I want to do that one. It's not in here. That was a good suggestion. Yeah, it's not in the system. Boo.
That's possible.
That's like perfect. Yeah, it's like perfect. Damn it.
Well, I haven't got anything else, so.
Yeah, no worries.
Wait, hold on. Stu says it's there now. He put it in.
He put it in while we were talking?
Yeah, that's what she said. You
in
put it
14
in?
14 seconds?
It in? Yeah.
Okay.
No, he said he did it earlier, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if it's really. If this is it, this is going to be some other weird ass. I bet it isn't YouTube. I'm going to push play.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A government official in India has been suspended from his job after he ordered a water reservoir to be drained so that he could retrieve his smartphone, which he dropped while taking a selfie.
You know, I saw this and I couldn't believe the nerve. Can you imagine?
Food inspector Rajay Vishwas dropped his smartphone in the water near a dam. First, he asked local divers to jump into the reservoir to find his device.
Go ahead and pollute the water. Would you go in there and just look around for it, buddy?
Claiming that it contained sensitive government data.
Yeah, right.
But after the initial efforts to retrieve his smartphone failed, he asked for the reservoir to be emptied using diesel pumps.
Where was the water supposed to go? Were they just going to spill it out into the dry land?
I will tell you, over the next 3 days, more than 2 million liters of water were pumped from the reservoir, which is enough to irrigate at least 1,500 acres of land during India's scorching summer.
Yeah, because it's crazy there. I didn't know it was that much water.
Yes.
Holy cow, dude. To get his damn phone.
To get his phone, which he dropped taking a selfie.
Taking a selfie.
In videos that went viral on social media, he was seen sitting under a red umbrella as diesel pumps ran to drain water from the reservoir.
Wow, these days of the kings, man. Who cares? Screw the peasants.
Empty the water. He told local media the water in the reservoir was unusable for irrigation and that he had received special permission from higher-ups in the government, which is not true.
Lies.
The smartphone was eventually retrieved.
Oh, you're kidding.
But wouldn't work because it was wet!
You idiot! Wow!
What a dick. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Time for Nextdoor App Weekend Update.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Does anyone know how to exterminate bees? They won't stay out of the flower bed.
I keep planting flowers and more of them show up.
And then somebody else wrote, really?
I mean, question mark. Seriously.
Does anyone know the birthing DJ?
The birthing DJ?
Hey, I'm trying to get in contact with this guy who calls himself the birthing DJ as he DJs births. If you or anyone else knows him, please have him email me at, and then he says, puts his, that's a thing?
That's weird. What's the first song he plays right then?
I mean,
he's waiting until, yeah.
Does he take requests?
Happy birthday to you. I mean, happy birthday. Yeah, right?
Weird.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's the Nextdoor App Weekend Update. Thousand Island Dressing. I have two unopened bottles of Thousand Island Dressing that have expired, both in 2016.
Wow.
Anyone interested in them?
I am.
Private message me if you would like them.
Wow.
Lost. Inflatable shark. There was a great white shark that was inflatable that was in a restaurant and somebody got it out.
Got it out?
Yes. Took it out the front, I guess.
Or just walked out with it.
I don't know. They came in one day and there was no huge inflatable shark. How's that possible?
They broke in just to steal the shark. We need this pool toy.
Super weird. Wow. Maggie's Chicken Bears.
Okay.
Maggie Blank is selling chicken teddy bears. Chickens have plenty of extra parts. I can make two bears. 25 if you supply your own chicken. 35 if I supply the chicken.
Wait, is he talking like the bones?
Edible and can be cooked. Great family activity. Can also make clothes. I don't have any
that,
idea.
I hope, man, you don't want that person living next to you. What
no,
the hell?
You
this
don't.
Is the first step towards edible people.
Yep.
People are edible. That's, I can make one out of your grandma.
That is not what you want. Here's a picture, two pictures of a cute bunny. My son found this bunny today. Definitely a pet. Very friendly and approachable. It's in a cage. And then somebody responds, it's the blank bunny. Let him go. Everyone in the court takes care of him. He's our neighborhood bunny, and the kids enjoy the company.
Okay.
She writes back, I don't think it's safe for the bunny to be outside. He'll get killed for sure. And then the other person goes, do what you want, but the bunny is very capable of taking care of himself. He's been outside in my neighborhood for 2 months. If you choose to keep him, he prefers romaine over iceberg lettuce.
What a weird exchange.
Look at the bones! It went back and forth, it seems like, for several months about the bunny.
That's killer bunny.
I'm not giving your bunny back. How weird is that? And that's the Nextdoor App Weekend Update.
There are so many smoke shops around called Purple Haze.
Yes.
I got to wonder, any money being kicked to the Hendrix family at all?
I'm guessing no.
I need to visit one of those again sometime soon, by the way.
It is time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In 5 states, you can now get a digital ID so you don't need your physical driver's license at the TSA at the airport. Part of the system is sending them a picture of you now, and they're pleading for people to stop sending nudes.
Already, people are sending selfie nudes.
Stop doing that.
Hey, TSA agent, take a look at this.
Sluggo lost one American
Damn
dollar
it!
By not being able to guess 4 of the top 10 artists that were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice.
The what now?
For different projects.
Never heard of that. A rock and roll. I don't know anything about it.
Bad loser. And if people are dumb, there's an idiot lawmaker in India that dropped his cell phone in a reservoir taking a selfie, sent divers down. They couldn't find it. So he had the lake emptied with diesel pump.
Like 1,500 gallons or no, some massive.
15 million gallons.
Yeah, right. And guess what happened when they found the cell phone?
They found the phone, but yep. It didn't work because it was wet.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful wet kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have 4 tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We'll take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. We are shutting down the park and taking it over August 24th and celebrating 100 years of Disney, just like we did last year, and it was great fun. Caller 13, good luck.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, Valerie.
Valerie, you are caller 13.
Does that mean I won?
That means you get to come play with us at Disney California Adventure.
It means you won.
Yes.
awesome.
You won four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We did this last year, and it was really fun. Do you have three more people you can bring?
I sure do.
Do you have more than that? Because maybe you could set up some kind of a Hunger Games type thing where they fight for it. And the three left standing can come with you. We have four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure. We shut down the park and take it over on August 24th with just our winners. We're celebrating 100 years of Disney. We'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Four tickets. You can join us.
Good luck.
KLOS. Hello. Who's this?
This is Joshua.
Joshua, you are caller 25.
Oh, that's so awesome.
That means you got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
That's great.
Joshua, you come down and help us take over the park?
Yes, sir.
Bring some of your friends, like three of them.
Oh, I'm going to bring my wife and my two favorite kids.
The competition is on. It is the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. So much fun last year. And we want to give you four tickets right now. Be caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. We are shutting down and taking over the park on August 24th and celebrating 100 years of Disney. Caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
Bob.
Bob, you're caller 25.
No way.
Yes way. That's what we're looking for. You won four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
You don't even know how happy you just made me, bro.
On a scale of one to one bazillion, where are you at?
I'm at a bazillion.
Woohoo! All right. Fantastic.
You guys just made my year, bro.
Sweet.
That's good to hear. We're shutting down and taking over the park on August 24th, and we will be happy to see you there.
Yeah, we'll see you there, man.
Dude, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
I do fashion photography.
Come on. Again, these are guys from the 80s that are making videos of themselves trying to get dates. And I guarantee 100% of all vaginas close immediately when they hear this.
I don't know. What I'm not looking for is some big overgrown monster that's always thinking about food. And
Oh my God.
Hi, my name's Mike, and if you're sitting there watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast forward button, because I don't smoke and I don't like people who do smoke.
Is that the first thing you want to say?
Right.
Don't you want to sucker him in with some sweet talk? I like being outdoors. Hey, if you're smoking, get out.
I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
Wow.
This is a crazy looking guy who is getting straight to it.
Perhaps even a nice bath with some champagne and candles.
And then perhaps I will carve you up and eat you.
Right.
I'm looking for a trendy girl with a simple smile. Wait, it says here. Oh, excuse me.
I'm reading.
Yeah.
A song that John Lennon and Paul McCartney had written as teenagers together. Hit number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1964, Love Me Do. It took 13 years and finally getting available on streaming services before Bob Seger's Greatest Hits album sold 10 million copies. It was on this day in rock in 2017 that it was certified platinum. It had been 25 years since the 1983 Kilroy Was Here tour that Styx had played Mr. Roboto live on stage. But on this day in rock in 2018 at Five Point Amphitheater in Irvine, they did it.